This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. This signifies the split of the country, no doubt about it. The milestone statement comes from the veteran Austrian newspaper columnist Hans Rauscher, who was speaking of the deadlocked presidential elections in Austria, where the race between Norbert Hofer, 45, of the far-right Freedom Party, and Alexander van der Bellen, a 72-year-old economist, has been decided by mail-in votes. Green Party candidate Bellen has won by the narrowest of margins, about 31,000 votes. An estimated 700,000 or so postal absentee ballots were enough to sway the race. Alison Langley is a journalist and university lecturer based in Vienna who reports for Deutsche Welle. She says Norbert Hofer's near miss will send political ripples across Europe.
They've already called this a win. Never before, well, since World War II, have we seen a far-right populist candidate get 50% of the vote. Now, the mainstream parties are very, very quick to say this isn't 50% vote for the party, it's a 50% vote for Hofer. And that's because Norbert Hofer ran a very, very good campaign.
What is the mission of the Freedom Party, and what is it that people who are indefatigably opposed to the Freedom Party most fear?
The mission of the FPÖ, they're anti-immigrant, they're anti-foreigners, they're anti-gay. There's a small government in one of the provinces that has already started repealing gay rights. Their mission is to bring back, and Hofer talks a lot about bringing back the idea of the folk, and we haven't seen the idea of the folk in a long time. So it's a very it's a deeply conservative party program.
What does the folk mean, that concept?
The folk, obviously, it was seen very strongly between the two wars, and the concept of the greater Germany and let the let the people decide. And that's he keeps saying that if he is elected president, he would push very hard to bring direct democracy, to get rid of the establishment, to get rid of the elite, and bring the power back to the people. And this is a very strong campaign issue that he brings up. He has gotten a lot of people worried because he wears, this is something unique to Austria, he wears a cornflower, a light blue cornflower in his lapel, and that is a symbol between the two wars. It was a symbol of German unification, bringing back the idea of Greater Germany. And he's been asked quite often about this, and he says, he poo-poos it. He says, no, it's just a beautiful flower, and I want to take away the stigma of Nazism. We're not Nazis. That's not who we are, but we are somebody who do believe in bringing back the concept of folk. The biggest thing that people are worried about is that Denmark, the far-right party in Denmark last year doubled their support. The Alternative for Deutschland, Petri's party, has been really, really increasing their support. Marine Le Pen in France, and we're seeing also Geert Wilder in the Netherlands, Finland, Greece. The far-right is a force to be reckoned with in Europe. The other thing I'd like to say is that Hofer yesterday, when asked about, is he too extreme, he smiled and said, if you look at the Republicans in the United States, we're not extreme. We fit perfectly with the Republican platform now. And this is something I think that they're going to be pushing home a lot more.
And that we'll be thinking about for the rest of the day. Alison Langley is a journalist based in Vienna, a university lecturer reporting for Deutsche Welle. Thank you so much, Alison.
Thanks.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.